May 28, filled with his fullness, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God, Ephesians 3:19. Only those will have a fitness for the mansions above who give to God full and implicit obedience. God knows that we would not appreciate his rarest gifts if we were not perfectly submissive to obey him and always keep his glory in view. Whatever your temperament may be, whatever your hereditary and cultivated tendencies may be, there is a character to be formed after the divine pattern. We have no excuse for retaining our own mold and superscription of nature, for Christ has died that we may have his mold and his superscription. We cannot retain our own self and be filled with the fullness of God. We must be emptied of self. If heaven is gained by us at last, it will be only through the renunciation of self and in receiving the mind, the spirit, and the will of Christ Jesus. Are we willing to pay the price for eternal life? Are we ready to sit down and count the cost, whether heaven is worth such a sacrifice as to die to self, and let our will be bent and fashioned into perfect conformity with the will of God? Until this shall be, the transforming grace of God will not be experienced by us. Just as soon as we present our emptied nature to the Lord Jesus and his cause, he will supply the vacuum by his Holy Spirit. We can then believe he will give us of his fullness. He does not want us to perish. We do not want more of God any more urgently than he wants all that there is of us to be consecrated to his service. Eternity is endless. Our life here is a short period at best. And what and whom are we living and working for? And what will be the outcome of it all? The religion of Jesus Christ we need daily. Everything we do or say comes under the notice of God. We are a spectacle unto the world, to angels, and to men. The Church of Christ is to represent his character. Though he had all the strength of passion of humanity, never did he yield to temptation to do one single act which was not pure and no elevating and ennobling.